While Baghdad reverberated with yesterday's bombing, Congress was revisiting the debate over the U.S. decision to invade Iraq a year ago. As the anniversary approached, the House Republican leadership brought up a resolution commending U.S. troops for their valor and declaring the world a safer place now that Saddam Hussein has been deposed. Many members thought the resolution would be an easy yes vote, but others saw it differently. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Republican Duncan Hunter is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. Yesterday evening, he came to the House floor displaying a photo of soldiers re-enlisting in the Army in a ceremony held at the site of the spider hole where troops found Saddam Hussein. Hunter said they are continuing the fight for freedom.
Our soldiers have done a great job for us, and this resolution is commending those soldiers. Let's all stand behind them, Republicans and Democrats. Cast off the partisan positions that have been taken today on the House floor and let them know that we support them.
The resolution before the House expressed gratitude to the U.S. troops. It also commended the Iraqi people for their courage in surviving Saddam Hussein and for adopting an interim constitution. And it said the world is safer for Saddam's fall. That last part was what raised the hackles of many Democrats, and it opened the door to a series of partisan scuffles. Members debated whether Americans were misled by the Bush administration about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They also fought over what many Democrats called the discrediting of American foreign policy around the world. California Democrat Tom Lantos is the ranking member on the House International Relations Committee. He and other Democrats called it a shame that this resolution turned into a fight.
The soldiers who are fighting in Iraq are Democrats and Republicans and independents. The soldiers who are wounded and killed in Iraq are Democrats and Republicans and independents. The families who grieve for their sons and daughters who died in Iraq are Democrats and Republicans and independents.
But once the floor fight began, the partisan complaining poured out on both sides. California Democrat Brad Sherman was angry about reports that some troops didn't have certain equipment when they went into Iraq.
We send troops into battle without body armor. Shame. Those troops come back deprived of the veterans' benefits we promised. Shame. And now we deliberately divide the home front for political advantage. Shame.
Democrats also questioned whether the threat from Saddam Hussein before the war was imminent. Republicans charged that Democrats were defending Saddam Hussein and appeasing terrorists around the world. International Relations Chairman Henry Hyde asked how you determine whether a threat is imminent.
I wonder when the aircraft smashed into the World Trade Center, that was imminent. That morning, the day before. You see, when you're dealing with suicide bombers, imminence is a rather difficult term to apply to circumstances.
And so the issue of Iraq once again brought the House to a boil. The eventual vote was 327 in favor, 93 opposed, and 7 present. As the exhausted legislators left the floor, it was easy to forget that they had spent the day on a resolution, a statement of attitude that spent no money and made no law. One thing the day proved, the Iraq issue has lost none of its divisive power in the last 12 months. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.